In the past, the U.S. squad was mainly composed of athletes from small communities in the cold weather climates of the Northeast and Midwest, where Winter Olympic sports like skiing and skating are popular. Although the U.S. Olympic Committee does not keep records on the racial or ethnic diversity of the team, participation by minority athletes has nearly quadrupled from the U.S. squad that competed just 8 years ago in Nagano, Japan. Bob Condren, director of U.S. Olympic Committee Media Services, says more and more minority athletes are competing in sports such as speed skating, luge, bobsled, and skeleton.
Why it's happening, I think, is exposure to the Winter Olympics on TV, radio, newspaper, magazine. Bobsled went into a recruiting process about two or three Olympics ago, and it went after the track athlete rather than a bobsled driver or pusher. Recruited a lot of minorities. That spreads, and then other minorities see it on TV and say, hey, I can do that, and they want to become part of it.
Of the 211 athletes making up Team USA, at least 23 members have Hispanic or non-white backgrounds. The team includes African Americans, Hispanics, and Asians, as well as athletes of Native American and Cuban heritage. In addition to the cold weather states, there are natives of Florida, Georgia, and Texas, as well as South Korea, Russia, and Japan. Vanetta Flowers made history when she won a gold medal in the women's two-man bobsled event at the 2002 Games in Salt Lake City.
Not only being the first African-American, I'm the first black athlete from any nation to win a gold medal in the Winter Olympics, and I truly feel blessed and honored to have that title.
Flowers is teaming with Jean Prom to defend her title here in Turin. Shawnee Davis, a 23-year-old long track speed skater from Chicago, could become the first African American to win an individual gold, but he tries to downplay the racial issue.
It doesn't matter what color I am, black or white, Asian or Hispanic. It doesn't matter to me. As long as the message that I'm portraying to the people that watch me on television is positive, no matter what color they are, I want to show people that it's okay. Try different things, and maybe you can be successful at it.
The minority athletes did not make the team by any sort of affirmative action. They earned their spots. This diverse squad is expected to be one of the strongest teams in U.S. history. They are hoping to break the American record of 34 Winter Olympic medals set in Salt Lake City in 2002. Reporting from the Games in Turin, this is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.